chapter 7, Mishnah 5. Kohen Gadol Meshamesh B'Shmoyne Kalim. So it's a famous Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol, he had 8 different garments. V'Hedyot B'Arba. But a normal Kohen, he only had 4 garments. And what were his 4 garments? B'Chtoynes and Mefnasam and Mitznefetz V'Avnait. He had a tunic, he had breeches, pants. He had a turban, a head thing around his head, and a girdle, and a belt. And then Moisev Alav Kohen Gadol, and then in addition to that, the Kohen Gadol had Choshen, the Ephod, or Me'il, the Tzitz. He had his breastplate, the Ephod, which was like tied to the breastplate. It like came over his shoulders, straps came over his shoulders, tied to his breast to keep the breastplate in place. And then he had Me'il, he had another robe. And then he had the tzitz, the thing that he wore here, the golden plate that said Lashem, what's it? Kodesh Lashem. Yeah.
Now there were 3 at the Kalim Institute.
3 different, yeah. There's different opinions as to how it says it. Ba'alin Shalin Ba'urim V'tumim, and then for these things, the Urim V'tumim, in the breastplate was the Urim V'tumim, the famous Urim V'tumim. And it could be consulted. Things could be asked of the Urim V'Tumim. V'ani shalin el lemelech ulevaistin ulemisha tzibo tzarech bo. But only the king or the court or someone who had a public need could ask the Urim V'Tumim. And the Karchi brings interesting how they used to do it, that the Kohen Gadol would face the ark, and then the person consulting would like stand behind him and would ask in a very soft voice, like he was praying, the question. And then the Kohen Gadol had Ruach HaKodesh, and he could see the letters on the breastplate would like stand out to him, it sounds like he's saying, so that he could see, the answer would form from the letters. And also he knew which letters, how to order the letters. Yeah. He would know the order of the letters. So that's how he would consult the Urim V'Tumim.
So you say, who stood in the...
The person. It would either be the king or the Rosh Beistin, but it had to be... It couldn't be anyone.
You couldn't go for public need.
You couldn't go ask, like, what the lottery numbers tonight,